WP2's out of XM for Octane, United County Traffic and Emergency Net. We're looking for stations for the net this evening. All are welcome, with or without traffic.
This
KD2, AIT Mobile, good evening, no traffic. KD2 AIT, thank you for checking in, much appreciated. Anybody out for Octane, all stations are welcome.
November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray, good evening, no traffic.
And 2WBX, thank you for checking in. Anyone else for us, and all stations are welcome. We'll go ahead and make this final call for Boomville. Very good, I thank you two gentlemen for checking in, much appreciated. 73 Bull, W2ZXM.
And 2WBX, KD2 AIT Mobile.
KD2AIT into WBX, go Jeff.
Hey, what's going on? I haven't heard you in a while.
I have been on Octane kind of sporadically. Every now and again I'll listen to the net, and it's been kind of quiet. But other than that, I haven't really been on that much. How's things going with you?
Going pretty good here. I'm heading up to camp for a few nights. Got a little project I got to do, and I'm going to see if I can do my computer work from up there. I spent a good few hours there last week getting that cell phone extender tower as high up as I could, and it seemed to give me some success, so hopefully I should be able to connect the internet with it pretty well and get some work done up in the peace and quiet.
What are you using, an air card?
I just have my cell phone. It has you can turn on the hotspot on it, and it acts just like a Wi-Fi router, basically, and so you can communicate right over through the cell tower.
I got you. So the laptop communicates with the cell phone, and the phone communicates with the tower. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly how it works, and it's always kind of worked up there, but not enough where I could actually do any work. You know, fade in and fade out, and sometimes you'd have extended periods where you just couldn't get any signal. And then I figured out a way to get it up on that fiberglass mast up there, and I got it up about 18 feet up in the air, and that really helped out a lot.
Operating off of an air cord that plugs into a wireless router down here, got to the point where I had one of the genuine unlimited Verizon accounts. I've still got it, but it got so, it's a 3G account, and it got so slow it just took forever for me to get anywhere, and I had been getting all of my news off the internet, so I finally broke down and I got satellite internet and satellite TV. I feel like a fool.
Well, the satellite internet's not that bad if that's all you can get. It's definitely it's usually better than the what you're going to get in the cell phone, you know, speed-wise. But the cell phone, what you're getting out with the Verizon internet these days, it's really expensive. I turn off like on my browser and stuff. I turn off images, and I try to use as little bandwidth as possible when I'm using the phone.
Yeah, Raj, I'm probably going to do away with the unlimited. They won't let me. I've also got a cell phone and a second air card that I use for my laptop. It doesn't fit the router, so that's pretty much exclusively for the laptop. But Verizon precludes me from making any changes to my account until I do away with the unlimited service. Apparently that was a service that they got taken to court for, and the court told them you advertised unlimited, so you got to give them unlimited. But it gets so slow, it's just pathetic.
Yeah, I remember that when they wanted to change the plan from unlimited to what they have now, which is metered. And yeah, the people they had originally sold to, they had to keep their agreement, and I don't know if any upgrading is going to do you much good. You know, the 3G is all they get up there at camp as it is now, but there is 4G available. I'm looking into some of them other more high-end extenders that actually have like a regular antenna, you know, how this works out for a while, and if I can do this, and I can do these little getaways where I can work in peace instead of the family beating down the door to my office, then I might end up getting one up in camp. They're a little pricey. I think the one I looked at would have been about $450.
Yeah, well, your ball with me isn't going to get your work done, I guess. I found out from the people that did the installation on the satellite TV and the internet, it was a package deal, so it was the same installer, that my cabin does have 4G service here, so I didn't know it before, but apparently I have it available.
Yeah, 4G is nice, since, like I said, I'm going to get you, the expense side of it. And I'm actually at mobile right now, so I'm not even at camp. I'm just getting off onto 28 here from 12, and we've got a little ways to go yet. But yeah, they get you, I don't know what the exact numbers, but they charge you by the gigabyte usage. So, what are you going to do? That's just the way they're charging it. So you're probably going to be better off with the satellite internet, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I kind of like the satellite internet. I really haven't had a problem with it yet. The latency isn't an issue with me. I don't play computer games or anything like that. So all I do is just search the web and do different research. Nice thing about this service is that they have unmetered access from midnight till 5 o'clock, and I'm a night owl anyway, so staying up to that hour is not a problem for me, so I can download all sorts of things that I otherwise would have had to pay for and use up the bandwidth. So that's kind of a plus for me.
Yeah, I used to have the Hughesnet satellite service many years ago when I lived in an area that didn't have cable yet, and it was okay, but as the access restrictions at some point clashed with my work, so if you're not gaming or if you're not using it as an internet telephone, then really there's no problem with it. You won't get the same speeds as you will with cable or anything else, but you get to go where you want. You don't have to be tied down to a cable wire somewhere.
Yeah, I haven't had any problem with it so far. I don't want to go through having people come up here and run the cable in. Actually, I have no landline phone service here. Everything that I have, my cabin phone is actually Straight Talk service that I got from Walmart, which is basically a wireless router that communicates itself with the cell tower. And I just plug my my house phone into that. So everything I've got here is pretty much wireless except for the electricity.
Yeah, we just did that at the house. We got rid of our landline through the Frontier. I think the charge there was something like, it was almost $80 a month for what we had. And Verizon had a similar thing like what you're talking about. And it was just an extra $20 a month. So that was kind of a no-brainer because we don't use a landline all that much. We use the cell phones more. So it was, that was an easy one to come up with.
Roger, that's the service that the Walmart Straight Talk uses. It's basically the same router from what I've been able to see. The Straight Talk cost me $17 a month. And it gives me everything that I need, for the States. I can talk anywhere in the States for $17 a month. And if I want to go international, I go down to Walmart, I buy a card, an international card that costs me $30, and I activate that, and I've got international calling for another 30 days. Then I go back to my other plan.
Roger, and it's not very often you need internet or international anyway. I mean, most of that stuff people you have to communicate with out of the country can usually do right online, instant messaging or emails and stuff, and or have them call you one or the other. But I mean, that's definitely I found it great. I mean, hey, if you could save $50 a month and you got basically the same service, why not? So Alright, well, I'm going to get up here to this area where there's a lot of deer. I'm just getting up by the Buffalo Head and heading towards the lake that way. So I'm going to be clear here on your final, so I have both hands on the wheel, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, clear on your final.
Okay, Jeff, this is N2WBX. We're off and clear, 7-3, and have a good couple days up there.